One day I said to the Lord, people know how long they've been in the ministry. How do you figure it? I don't know how long I've been in the ministry. He said, from that day. That was the day when you started your ministry. So that was about 1973, and it's charismatic days, and the sun is shining, and the birds are singing, and we've got 8 people in the Sunday school class, and whatever I learned the week before, I teach it at the Sunday school class. And the Sunday school class starts growing, and one side of the church fills up, and then the other side of the church fills up, and we got 200 people in that Sunday school class. And Lee and Jan came to go to that Sunday school class. What a time we had. Hallelujah, glory be to God. It was amazing, it was wondrous. And so in 1975, things happened that we parted from the friends. And we parted friends with the friends. We paid them for the church they'd already paid for. And then they put all the money in missions. And then we became this ministry. Lee and Jan, my husband Kent and I, went out to you've heard the story if you go to church here, out to a picnic table on the Lake Ulaga and prayed about what God wanted us to do. And he led us to start this church under our ministry. And so I chose the name because of the revelation that God was giving me. And it was a revelation with visions. I've never had so many visions about a revelation as that. And the revelation, this is the key scripture of it. I preached this for years and years. Ephesians 5:25 in the King James, that he might present her, it should be her, no, just to himself, maybe it's 27, maybe I gave you the wrong scripture. We'll just start here. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, next verse, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. And if you read it in any other translation, you're going to see it's her and she. So at that time, in the charismatic move, which was so glorious, and if you've never been part of a move, it's quite different. But error was trying to come in. And there was a big teaching going around that the church now, we were going to have to go down and live in like rabbit holes. And we had to buy from this certain magazine, Survival Food. One lady told me she had a basement full of it for 40 years. You had to get that survival food from them and you had to have a kerosene stove. And you're going to survive. But that wasn't what I was hearing from the prophets that I believed. That wasn't what I was hearing from Brother Hagin. That wasn't what I was hearing from Sister Wilkerson. Thank God he took me to Brother Hagin, or I could have been right in the middle of all the error. I heard that there's going to come a great move of God, like one we have never seen. People's faces are going to be shining with the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord will be in the streets. And people will come in the back door and they won't have an arm and it'll grow on. And they won't have a leg and it'll grow on. Hallelujah. And at that same time now, Brother Hagin heard from God, it would behoove you to study, to look up and study all the scriptures in the Bible on glory. So he did it. And that was the day, those were the days when you couldn't just hit a button on your computer. You had to dig them out. And he dug them out, and he put them all typed up in the back of his hand-tooled Bible case. And when the Lord prompted him, I'd watch him like a hawk. And he'd be sitting up there on the platform, and I'm down here. I'd see him jump like that. He'd get out that paper. And he'd just start reading. Sometimes just in a kind of a monotone. But he'd start reading the scriptures on the glory of God manifested. And he'd read such scriptures as, hallelujah, bless the Lord. And in the morning, you shall see the glory of the Lord. They looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And he pointed out that in the Bible, the glory of the Lord, it was always something you could see and hear. It was God. The glory of God is God. But it's God manifested. You just don't have to preach about it. You see it. You hear it. So he would just start reading the scriptures. Exodus 16:10. And it came to pass as Aaron spoke to the congregation, the children of Israel looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud at Mount Sinai. On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud shofar blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of an oven, a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. The tabernacle, Exodus 40:34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. First temple. Thus, 2 Chronicles 5:1, all the work that Solomon did for the house of the Lord was finished. 2 Chronicles 5:11, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course, 4,500 of them. Verse 13, it came to pass as the trumpeters and singers were one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his hesed endures forever. Hallelujah, ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. When I studied Hebrew, I wanted to know what they said, and that's what they said, and they said it antiphonally. They praised, they were one, and they praised the Lord, saying, hallelujah, ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. There are many, many scriptures like that. Always it appeared. Always they could see the fire, the smoke, the cloud, or they could see the judgment, or they could see whatever. Sometimes Brother Hagin would make it all the way over to Stephen's sermon, which began, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham. And this is the way he ended his sermon. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Now he'd start that. And sometime during that, not always, but sometime, the glory of the Lord would roll in like a wave, like a bright ocean wave, sometime like a mist. But I remember it like a wave. And it usually start over there. And it wave and it come in like this. And I knew when Brother Hagin got that out of his Bible cover, we're in for it. And there it would come. And it'd pick the people up. And amazing things would happen. glorious things. Brother Hagin would step back because he didn't want to get caught up in it. People would fall everywhere. People would be healed. Amazing things would happen. Bless the Lord. So there came a thought to me about that time. I think it was from the Lord. But it said, the thought said to this, it said to me, if it would behoove him, it would behoove me to study on the glory. And so I started to look at the glory of the Lord and all these scriptures and to literally study it. But that class, so many of them had come in the charismatic move, and they were kind of new. Now, the Bible is a plan. It's a plan of God. Jerry Savelle said, they call us word people. They should call us favorite word people. Just get a little verse and camp on it. No. This is the plan of God. This is the plan for man. This is the plan for the church. This is the plan for earth and heaven. Bless the Lord. So I thought, well, we'll start with Genesis, and we'll study the Bible in the light of our redemption there in the Sunday school class. And that's when it came to me. So we began with Genesis 1:1. And Genesis 1:1 reads, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Every time you see the word heaven in the Old Testament, it's plural. Shemaim, place of the waters. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Just verse 1. No one but God could say so much so succinctly. There is no imagining what all happened in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. But what it does not include is verse 2. And here is verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 2, and I say it with confidence from the Word of God, I say it with confidence, is billions of years after verse 1. Science now says that Earth is not just 6,000 years old. I don't care what they tell you. Young people in school have trouble that their church doesn't realize that really the Earth is billions of years old. Earth is, right now they say, scientists says, 4.5 billion years. However long is true science requires. But Adam, he's only been here 6,000 years.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
3B Eyes course, Women and the Word of God, will take you through the lives and eyes of biblical women, highlighting their callings, anointings, and the miracles performed through them to help establish the modern church. This course will uncover the flawed basis of a doctrine that unjustly silenced many women for ages. This journey is for women and men to understand true unity. Enroll today at BillyBrimBibleInstitute.com.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.